Every night this week, there's been a message from the Word of God. And tonight, as you gather for Parents' Night, it's the same. And how delighted we are to have one of our children's evangelists who was with us during Youth Challenge. And that's her sister, Joyce Walsh. And we're going to ask Joyce now to come. She's going to talk to the children especially. But we want everyone to sit up and listen to the message from God's Word. Joyce, it's good to have you. Thank you for being with us this week.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to be back with you tonight again and see all the boys and girls. Now, I told you boys and girls on Friday night that I had a gift for somebody in the meeting. Now, this, what I have, is for somebody in this meeting tonight. It could be a boy, it could be a girl, it could be a young person, it could be somebody that's a wee bit older. But you have to listen very carefully so that you can pick out who this wee gift is for. You have to listen very, very, very carefully. Now, this wee gift was bought. I went to the shop. I nearly forgot last night. And I had to run off to the shop when it was just about ready to close because I almost forgot. I thought, oh my goodness. So, I'm going to tell you what I have in this little bag. And we're going to talk a little bit about each item that I have in here. And you know, each item we have in here, we can bring to you a little message from the Bible. Because you see, the gift of salvation, God's gift of salvation, even though I bought this, we don't have to buy God's gift of salvation. Because God's gift of salvation is for the whosoever. The whosoever. And the whosoever is me. It's Mr. Park. It's Ashley. It's Philip. Wesley. Oh, I could name a whole lot of these adults in here tonight. And all you boys and girls, mums and dads and grannies and grandas and young people tonight, you are the whosoever. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, let's see what's in here. Oh, I love these, don't you? Oh, yes, aren't these good? Smarties. Do you know they used to, when they would advertise Smarties, they used to say that Smarties knew everything. Smarties. And you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of people who are very clever and very smart. And you know, some of the smart people in the world, they try to tell us that, you know, this world, God didn't make it, and a great big bang happened, and one day it all fell into place, and you and I developed from monkeys and all the rest of it. Mind you, during the week when some of the kids were climbing about and running about, I began to wonder. But anyway, Smarties. And you know, boys and girls, we were learning about Pharaoh the other night and the plagues in Egypt. And you know, Pharaoh was a bit of a smarty pants because, you see, Pharaoh thought that he could outwit God. And he thought he knew better than God. And he thought that he could just do whatever he liked with the Hebrew people and God wouldn't take any notice, but God did. And you know, boys and girls and young folk and mums and dads in the meeting tonight, you can't outwit God. You can't. Because God sees and God knows. And God sees into our hearts tonight and God sees into your heart. And God knows tonight whether or not you're saved and whether or not your sin has been forgiven and whether or not you're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope tonight there's no boy or girl or young person here that thinks they're smarter than God and that they can live without God and then end up in God's heaven, because that's not how it works. And maybe there's a mommy or a daddy or a granny or a granda here tonight and you think you're smarter than God, and at the end of the day you're so smart that you'll get into God's heaven anyway. I'm sorry. Doesn't work that way. If you want to be in God's heaven, you must come and confess your sin and own up to the fact that you are a Savior and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible tells us that whosoever, and I hope you're listening, that whosoever, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. We'll leave that one over there for now. Let's see what else is in here now. I don't know why you boys and girls like these or not. Anybody like a Drifter bar? Oh yes, they're really quite good with a cup of coffee, aren't they? Or a big mug of tea. Do you know, this wee bar can remind us about people tonight who are drifting. Drifting away from God and drifting away in sin. Do you know what we read in the Bible about a young man called Cain? Do you know, Cain had a wonderful opportunity in life. Cain grew up with parents who told him about the true and the living God of heaven. Cain had the opportunity to be saved. But you know, Cain wouldn't come God's way. Cain thought he knew better than God. And he offered his fruit and his vegetable to God. And they were good. They weren't rotten ones, boys and girls. They were best he could get out of his fields. But you know, it wasn't God's way. And he did a terrible thing. He killed his brother. And you know, we read a terrible thing, boys and girls. We read a very, very sad thing in the Bible. We read that Cain went out from the presence of God. Do you know, we never read that Cain ever came to put his faith and his trust in the God of heaven. We read about another young man in the Bible. And do you know, the Bible tells us that he was rich. He was very rich. And he came to the Lord Jesus one day. Do you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us the Lord Jesus loved him. Do you know, just like he loves you tonight. And he gave his son to die on the cross that your sin might be forgiven. Do you know, the Lord Jesus told that young fellow what he needed to do to have eternal life. And the Bible tells us that he turned away and he walked away. And he drifted away. And maybe there's a boy or a girl here tonight, and God has been speaking to you, maybe during the week, maybe some of you young folk, God spoke to you about being right with God and having your sins forgiven, and yet tonight you're still drifting in sin. Maybe there's a mummy or a daddy or a granny or a granda tonight, and you're drifting because you're in a backslidden condition. You maybe once walked with God, and you know what it is to be saved, but tonight you're drifting far, far, far away from God. Oh, boys and girls, young folk tonight, our prayer would be that you won't drift away, but that you will come and put your faith and your trust in Christ and come to know him as your own and personal Saviour. Now, we have another bar in here. And what did I tell you, we think? You'll not get one of these bars in Ballymoney. You'll not even get one in Port Rush or Port Stewart. You can cover the north and you'll not get one. You'll have to come to Rathfrieland to get one of these bars. This is a very special bar. This is a churchy bar. Bet you don't have them in Ballymoney. Sure you don't. No, you'll not get one of these in Ballymoney. You'll have to come to Rathfrieland to get one of these. But you know, this wee bar talks to us about people who are very churchy. And they never miss church. And they're always there. And they think to themselves, because they go to church, God will let them into heaven. They're there every Sunday. They're there every time the church is opened. And they're always there. And you know, maybe there's boys and girls like that. And every wee meeting around the countryside, you're at it. And you're in all the wee meetings. And you're going and you're hearing the gospel. And you're hearing about the Lord Jesus. And that the Lord Jesus came into the world and died on the cross for the whosoever will. For whosoever, if you come and put your faith and trust in Christ. Let me tell you tonight, boys and girls and mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas, going to church is good. It's where you should be on the Lord's day. You should be in God's house. But being in God's house will never save you. Being in God's house will never take you to heaven. You need to come and put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. like a comedian used to say, and there's more. How about this one? This one goes well with coffee too, doesn't it? Time out. You know, this reminds us, boys and girls and mums and dads, that time is running out. Time is running out. And you know, any one of us could be in eternity tomorrow. And if you were in eternity, would you be in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ because your sins are forgiven? Or would you be in eternity to be separated from him forever and ever and ever because you're not saved? Do you know the Bible reminds us again of a man in the Bible? He was a rich farmer. Now, farmers try to tell us they're not rich, but we know that's different. But anyway, he was a rich farmer. And his crops grew, and he had an abundance. And he had grain while it was coming out his ears. And he said to himself one night, he said, I'll build some bigger barns. I'll build bigger than what I've got. I'll pull down all I have. And I'll build great big ones. And I'll store all my grain. And I'll just sit down, and I'll take life nice and easy. Do you know what God said? What God said, boys and girls? God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Time had run out for him. His time was up, and he was out into eternity. Oh, boys and girls, we don't say this to scare you, but we tell you this because any one of us could be in eternity. You know, this time last year, or just a wee bit before this time last year, there was a wee boy that I would have seen in school on a regular basis. And that wee boy was in a tractor accident. And that wee boy died, 9 or 10 years of age. But you know the wonderful thing about that wee boy? He had been to camp. Some of you have been to camp this year. That wee boy had been to camp the week before that accident. And during camp, that wee boy had asked the Lord Jesus to come into his heart. And to come into his life and to take away his sin. And even though it was a tragic accident, that wee boy went out into eternity to be with the Lord Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Time was out for him. I wonder what about you boys and girls tonight? Wouldn't it be so sad? Wouldn't it be so sad if I got a call from some of the workers to say, do you remember that wee boy? Do you remember that wee girl? Do you remember that young person? Oh, something terrible happened. Boys and girls, don't let time run out for you. Young folk, mums and dads and grannies and grandas tonight, don't leave it until it's too late. Because when you're in eternity, it is too late. And there's no second chances. And if you're not saved, you need to be saved tonight. We'll have one more in here. And it's this one. These ones are especially good. A lion bar. These are good. Anybody like these? Yeah, I do. I had a man tell me on Friday night that he's not allowed chocolate bars anymore. I should have brought him one or two. I'll not tell you who it is. But anyway, a lion bar. Do you know what the Bible tells us, boys and girls? The Bible tells us that the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do you know what that means? The old devil doesn't want you to be saved. Oh no, boys and girls, he doesn't. Young folk, he doesn't want you to be saved. Oh no. He'll do all he possibly can to stop you. He'll tell you, boys and girls, you're far too young. He'll maybe tell you that you're not such a bad boy and you're not such a bad girl. He'll maybe tell you, sure, God loves you and God will take you into his heaven anyway. Some of you young folk, the devil will tell you, oh, sure, you're going to miss out on life. You're not going to have any fun. You'll not be able to go to all the places, the clubs and the bars and all the rest of it that everybody else goes to. Your life's going to be ruined if you get saved. That's what the devil's going to tell you. Oh, he is. Because he doesn't want you to be saved. He hates God. He hates the Lord Jesus. He hates the gospel. And he doesn't want you to be saved. And maybe there's mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas here tonight. And the devil has fooled you for a very long time. a very long time. And you know you need to be saved, but the old devil keeps whispering in your ear that you've still got time. You've still got time. Oh, the Bible tells us, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The devil goes about as a roaring lion. But you know what else, boys and girls, and I love this bit. The Bible tells us about the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is the one who the devil must give in to. Oh, yes. And tonight, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is the one who can forgive your sin. He is the one who can take away your sin. He is the one who can make you ready for God's heaven because he died on that cross. And as we've said already, he died for the whosoever. And the gift of God, which is salvation, is for the whosoever. Who is the whosoever, boys and girls? Who's the whosoever? Yes. That's right. It's you. And it's you, and it's you, and it's you, and it's you. That's right. That's the whosoever. Do you know, I'm going to put all these wee bars back in this bag. And I've told you tonight that this wee gift, this wee bag of goodies, is for somebody in the meeting tonight. And I have a name on the back side of this. And I'm going to reveal who this is for. Do you know who this is for tonight? This is for whosoever. For whosoever. God's salvation is for the whosoever. And you can have God's salvation tonight, but you must come and take it. And you must come and invite the Lord Jesus into your heart and into your life. This is for the whosoever. And it's yours for the taking. Whosoever? Is there whosoever in the meeting tonight? Is there a whosoever? Where's whosoever? It's yours for the taking. Good man. Do you know what? I watched you. I watched these boys here. They didn't know whether to come or not. Should we or shouldn't we? Will we or won't we? And what's happened? You missed out. You missed out because you didn't come. And you missed out on the gift and the bag of goodies because you didn't come. You dillied and you dallied. And you couldn't make up your mind whether you wanted to come or not. Or would I really give it to you if you did come? Do you know tonight, boys and girls and mums and dads, that's how it is with salvation. There's some of you here tonight and you're dillying and you're dallying. And you can't make up your mind. Oh, you would like to be saved, but you don't know whether you don't know. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to miss out on heaven. You're going to miss out on being with the Lord Jesus forever and ever. Because the gift of God, which is eternal life, tonight you can have your sins forgiven. Because as we've said already, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And if you come tonight, boys and girls, young folk, mums and dads and grannies and grandas, if you come by simple faith tonight and take of God's offer of salvation, tonight you can be saved and you will be saved and you will be made ready for God's heaven.